Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24, 25, and 26. Maybe 27. Starting in verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, winds blew, beat on that house. The word for beat on that house is to violently attack, just vicious word. It's a very strong word. It's not like a light rain dancing off the window, a pretty rainy day. This is like, you know, a hurricane, sideways wind blowing at the house. I mean, it's bad. Flood. It did not fall. Why didn't the house fall? Well, it was founded on a rock. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and it fell, and great was its fall. Let's pray. Father, we have all seen many a great fall. We have seen houses fall, families crumble, divorce, separation, abuse, violence, all kinds of horrible things happen in homes that do not build on the right foundation. We have seen that, God, and you've allowed us to see it, and we pray, Lord, that we would learn from what you have spoken in these passages and use this time to encourage us to build well. In Christ's name, amen. Now, the very opening of this passage says that the foundation is based on something. The foundation of a family, the foundation of a home, the foundation of a relationship, the foundation of a church, any foundation, whatever house you're building, is based on one thing. That foundation is built by hearing the words of Christ and doing them. You understand this? I can hear and not do, and that's a problem. Jesus said, if you're one who is going to hear and really not do, when the rains come, by the way, how many of you have had trials in your life happen that were pretty serious? Anybody here? When those serious, heavy difficulties come, that house will fall unless it's built on the rock, unless that house has the right foundation. Now, I want to talk about the foundation this morning because we're going into 2023, and I want to challenge you to think with me about laying a foundation for this year. Laying a foundation for your family, laying a foundation for yourself, for your spiritual life, and what that looks like. What is your plan for this year? What are you thinking about 2023 for your life? Because I want to be very honest with you. Nobody here knows if we'll make it to the end of 2023. Matter of fact, I don't know if I'll be alive at the end of today. There's no guarantees for anybody. There's no guarantees for Mike right now. So, none whatsoever, right? So, that being said, How are you going to lay a foundation for your family? How are you going to lay a foundation for anything you want to do going forward? What's your plan? Well, I think the foundation is laid with the way we handle our time, laying a time foundation. Here, for example, do you have a calendar? Do you have a family calendar? Do you have on that family calendar time for your family? Do you have a fun night or a game night? Do you have study on your calendar? What time of day do you study? Are your disciplines set? Right. Are they set? Are your disciplines set? Study. Prayer. Getting yourself here for fellowship. And that foundation isn't something you want to move around. When they build a house, it's not, if a house is on a foundation, it's not considered a mobile home. Right? That house gets laid on a foundation. You don't move it all over the place. You don't move your foundation. There was a house that's been moved across a field. It's down south here. You go down 414, you go down Peterman Road, I think, and there's a house there that was moved from Ovid. They didn't move the foundation. Foundation's still in Ovid. They built a new foundation, put the house on a new foundation. You can't move a foundation. You can, but you don't. And when you move it, you got to take it in little pieces. And it breaks, and it's no good. It's better to rebuild it. Anybody understand that? Hello? Do you understand that in the back section? Section C. This is A, B, C, D, section D. Section D, seat 4. Do you understand this? I won't call anybody by name. I'll just say your section and your seat number. And I still have that little buzzer, by the way. If you fall asleep, I've got the buzzer right here. I set the number. Watch, I'll do it right now. Ethan is in this. See, let me try that again. Let's see. See? Cindy Cece, just zap her. All right, so it's always somebody who'll play along. But the foundation is very important, and I want you to think about this. Are you studying the Bible this year? Are you going to study the Bible this year? Are you going to know more about the Bible this year than you did last year? That's my question. Is that your hope? How many want that to be a goal? Is that a goal for you? Two people, that's great. Let's close the church. Why have church if no one's going to grow? Amen? You know, why even have it? Why bother? I'm not here to hear myself talk. I can do that at home in the mirror. Bore myself to death. Right? But I want to see you grow. And I want to encourage you, listen, your pastor is telling you, hey, let's have a goal. Let's have a real revival in this church about study. 2023. Some of you guys, I don't think you study anymore. I can tell by the way you talk. I can tell by the comments you make about your families. I know what's going on. You can't hide it. I've been around in the pastoral role for 30 years. Been here 25 years now. I mean, hallelujah, 25 years. Been here for 25 years. I can tell certain things. You know, like a wife can tell when her husband's a little off, or the husband can tell when the wife. I can tell when you're off a little bit. Know when you're not studying, you're not praying, your worship's a little bit. I know. And I can see you from up here sometimes. I'll be singing away, and I look over at you, you're like. Now, you don't have to be, I don't expect anybody to be Caruso, not Robinson Crusoe. Who's the singer? No one should be Robin Crusoe. We want you fully clothed here at church. But who was the singer named Crusoe? There was a singer. All right, let's use another singer, opera guy, Luciano Pavarotti. All right. I don't expect you to be Pavarotti, but at the same time, you know, maybe you're not even singing. You're just kind of standing and you're watching the words and you're participating that way. That's fine. That's fine. But if you're there and I can tell, look at your countenance and you look like, I don't know, somebody fed you a batch of bad dill pickles. You look like you're ready to fall over. I can tell. And so can everybody else. This year, you want to not have that happen. This year, you want to grow. Amen? B. Amen. Thank you. I'm just trying to get B to grow a little bit here. All right. So and prayer for one another. How many of you, are you going to pray for one another this year? Pray for Kathy Lasher, you know, pray for Kathy's health. Kathy Kirky, we got people here need prayer. Sue needs prayer. Anne-Marie and Gary, these guys need a lot of prayer this year, a lot of prayer. Pray for them. Pray that I don't, no, pray. You know, so just pray. All right. So that's, you know, your time. Lay a foundation for your time this year. And don't move it around. How about a foundation being part of the church calendar? We'll get it out to you. You'll see what's going on. Look at your calendar. Look at the church calendar and plan accordingly. Do you guys like, did you like Gonathon this past year? How many of you like Gonathon? Wasn't that fun? It was a great, how about the conference this year? Wasn't that a great conference? How many of you participated in the Canal Fest? We saw Canal Fest. We saw some people come from Canal Fest. We saw the Wonderful Life, the run. How many participated in the run this year? You guys are part of run this year? See, we did a bunch of stuff together, and we had a blast doing it, and it was great, and we're going to do it again. Put it on your calendar. Participate in that stuff. That's important stuff. We also want to encourage you, Memorial Day, go to one of your parades in your community. Veterans Day, come to the Legion on Veterans Day. Get involved with the things that matter most in your life and in your community, and put it on your calendar. I remember when I was a single guy, I didn't even know what a calendar was. I couldn't even spell calendar. Then I got married and everything was on the calendar. I mean, we scheduled a lot of stuff. So everything was on the calendar. Okay. Exercise. Not extra fries. Exercise. How many of you have an exercise plan? You're going to exercise your physical body this year. Put your hand up. Okay, half. The rest of you will be dead by the end of the year. So are you waiting for your blood pressure to go to 160 over 110 before you start exercising? What are some of you waiting for? Exercise. You say, I got enough exercise to work. No, it's different. I just say, you need to get your heart rate up there a couple times a week for 10, 15 minutes. Talk to your doctor. Unless your doctor's name is Kevorkian, you want to talk to your doctor. And find, how many of you know who Dr. Kevorkian is? Anybody? Wow. That's a while back. You know, like my doctor, Vinnie Gumbatz. You know my doctor, Vinnie Gumbatz? My doctor told me, said, you gotta get moving. Be exercising. So you exercise. A little bit of, and it doesn't have to be crazy, but it's got to be on your calendar. It's got to be part of your life. This is your foundation. You need your body to serve God. I don't care about my body. I'm a spiritual Christian. You're a knucklehead if you think that way. You're laying in bed all crippled over and can't move, and you're on 20 meds, 20 different medicines. See how effective you are serving God. Then you can ask yourself how spiritual you were for not taking care of yourself. One guy in a church in Rome told me, he was late 70s, said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Take care of yourself. Hello? Okay, exercise. How about this? Try to eat better. 2023. By the way, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. You hear what I just said? You can't out-exercise a bad diet. If you're eating lousy, I don't care how many times you go to the gym or get on your treadmill, you're going to have a problem. Cut back on the donuts. Well, we lost Harry's tithe. Oh, well, I'd rather lose his tithe than lose Harry. Let's pray for Harry this year. Actually, I'd like to keep both if we could. Let's pray for him. We could use the $20 every week. So if we could just pray for Harry this week that he could overcome his sugar addiction, wouldn't that be great for, you know, I'm just picking on him, right? Harry moves more probably and eats a little better than most people. B does not let him eat terribly, does B? Yeah. Oh, that didn't go as I thought it would. Yep. So you're going to exercise and eat a little better and watch yourself. So we had some people this year. I wish I could say their name and expose it, but I can't because it was great. They had an issue. They attacked it. They did what they needed to do, and they're on the road to getting past what the doctor even told them. Isn't that amazing? Great job. I'm so proud of this person. See, you know what they did? They said, no, I'm not going to take that medicine. I'm going to fix this because I broke it. I'm going to fix it. Now, what you broke over 15 years is not going to get fixed in 2 months. Kabish? But take action. First, you got to take responsibility. If you don't take responsibility, you won't take action. This is the issue with a lot of people with medical problems. It's in my genes. You know, I went to a cardiologist this year. My brother had a heart attack last year. So they said, my brother's, my cardiologist said, dad died at 57 from a heart attack. I've had a heart attack. You may want to go to the cardiologist. So we all went to the cardiologist just to shut him up. So I go to the cardiologist. They run the EKG. Doctor says, fine. They do that thing with the sonogram where they put the grease all over you and put that thing that looks like a microphone on you. And they look at the side of your heart. You're leaning sideways, right? And they do that. Fine. Everything's working right. Then they get me on this machine. They got the wire here and a wire here and here and everywhere else. And, you're running like that on the treadmill. Fine, right? So the doctor, they finish the thing, and the doctor looks at me and says, so why are you here? I said, my brother had a heart attack, and my father had a heart attack. So let's talk about that. He said, so you're saying you're concerned because you have a history of heart attacks? I said, yeah. I said, tell me about your dad. I said, he was overweight, he smoked, he had high blood pressure, and he didn't do anything about it. He says, oh, tell me about your brother. Well, he's a little overweight. No, he wasn't overweight, but he had high blood pressure, and he smoked, and he never checked his cholesterol from what he told me. And the guy says, you don't have a history of heart problems. You have a family history of bad decisions. And it's true. So you own that. You say, you know what? I'm not going to make those same bad decisions. I don't want to make those same crazy bad decisions. Do you? You can't just say, well, it's in my family history. Give me the medicine. And that's what most people do. They don't turn to God and say, you know what, God? I'm going to take responsibility. You told me in 1 Corinthians that my body is the temple of your Holy Spirit. And I take that seriously. I haven't always. And I repent. And some people need to repent for not taking that seriously. Look up here. Some of you got to repent for not taking that seriously. Don't just blame family history in a bad environment. Take responsibility for your body. I can't remember what the statistic was, but and believe me, I'm preaching to myself this morning. Somebody said 75% of the Christian church is obese. Some crazy number like that. So one said 3% of the church tithes and 75% is obese. What does that tell you about priorities and self-control? There's very little of it, right? How about your career? What are you going to do this year with your career? How are you planning to benefit your employer? What are you thinking about 2023? What is God? Ask yourself this question. How does God want me to change the way I think about my work? You ever ask that question? How does God want me to think about the way I run this company? How does God want me to think about the way I treat my employer? How does God want me to treat my employees different? Or my fellow employees different? How does God want me to handle my attitude at work? Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. Were any of you part of the gossip mill at work this past year? Did any of you get involved with the gossip at work this past year? If you did, how about repent? Let's start there. How about repent? And then what are you going to do differently this year? How many of you guys listened to and told dirty jokes at work this past year? and dropped the F-bomb all the time at work and did this and that at work? How many of you did that this year? I say guys because it's more likely the guys than the girls, although I've heard some potty mouths in women too. Can we change that this year? We should. We should think about that. Let's change that this year. Now, I'm all in favor of an occasional expletive that helps describe the emotion of a moment. All right? And there's no, I'm not perfect in that area, but I'll tell you what. I know what we've had one guy's like, my wife visits her father, and there's a guy there. She described him to me. He's like, every other word. Every other word. And dad, what did dad say to him? Dad said at one point, he said, so-and-so, why don't you learn some new words? Something like that, right? Wasn't it something dad said? You need to learn some new words. So he came back with all these new swear words. He made them up all by himself. Your career, your workplace. Do you have any goals this year? How about your business, if you own a business or manage a business? We got some people doing that here. Do you have any business goals this year? Do you have a customer count goal? Do you have a sale goal? Do you have a numbers goal? We set ours last year. I just, praise God, I give a little testimony. We hit almost to the dollar, our dollar goal this year. No goal, you're not going to hit it. You know, if you reach for the stars, you'll never come up with a handful of dirt, right? At the same time, if you have no goal, you'll hit it. Right? You have to have some goals. How about souls? Let's talk about goals and souls. Do we want to win some souls this year? How many of you would like to win some souls this year? Well, it's not just wishful thinking. What's the plan? We can give you some tools, right? We have these. There's still a bunch of these left. This is a book called The Gospel. This was written, Academy Square, we wrote this. So that had to be 20 years ago? I haven't had to change a word of it. It's the same thing because the gospel doesn't change, right? It's the same thing. All we do is change the cover. Phone number's the same. We've changed the website too. You can grab these and give these to people you know. And then if they get saved, there's another one called What Now? And that's what to do after they get saved. What's important for people who become believers. Just some tools. You don't have to use this one. Get some gospel tracts. How many of you have Amazon? Raise your hand. I wouldn't recommend buying them, but how many of you know what CBD is? Not the oil. Christian Book Distributors. CBD? Christian Book Distributors. You can go online and you can get gospel tracts. They got thousands of them. Dirt cheap. Buy 50 at a time, 100 at a time. Keep a couple in your car. Keep a couple in your purse. If you're a woman, keep a couple in your purse. It's a great place for them right here, man, if you wear a suit. Keep a couple on you all the time and be ready. Right? Doesn't the Bible say be ready to give an answer? Hello? Does it? Well, are you going to be ready this year? Or is another year going to go by? Missed opportunities, lost causes. Let's not have that happen, right? The foundation needs to be laid. You got to start now. If I were you, I'd go home, get out a piece of paper, and write down what you want to do a little differently this year. And if you wrote, I guarantee, if you put three things on paper, three things you're going to do a little different this year, and put them up on your refrigerator, and put another copy on your mirror in your bedroom, just three things. Three things. You know, pray 5 minutes a day. Most people don't pray more than a couple seconds. Pray 5 minutes a day, right? How about study time? Give yourself 10, 15 minutes of study time every day. I'm going to open my Strong's, get my Bible out, pick a word, study it, look at four or five words. Guarantee you won't stop at 10 minutes. What'll happen is you open up your Strong's Concordance and you look up the word, I don't know, love, a brother. You look up some word. What's an interesting word to you in the Bible? You look that up in Strong's. Wow, here's the 30 verses it's found in. Why is it different in those verses? Now you start flipping on, looking up definitions. You'd be shocked how fast 20 minutes goes by. Simple study like that. How many of you have a good commentary? Anybody have any Bible commentaries? Go through your commentary this year. Just a few things. And then exercise three times, 20 minutes. Put that on your fridge. Watch what happens. God will honor your commitment to your foundations. God will honor that. I guarantee He will. We've been talking about tithing. Maybe this is the year you start doing that if you haven't already done that. Or faith promise. We want to kick that in gear again. I stopped my faith promise. Start it up again. We don't make a big deal about it. Just start doing it again. And by the way, I said this a few weeks ago. I want to repeat it one more time. How many of you have realized things are more expensive now for us than they were last year? Put your hand up. How many know that eggs have doubled in prices? How many know that gas is still up there pretty high, right? You realize that we haven't given some of our missionaries at IGM raises for years? How many got a raise this year? Couple. No one else got a raise? One of your goals should be to find a place to work that honors your... But if you got even a small raise, if you deserved it, I don't like automatic unless it's cost of living stuff. They want to keep you around because they need a place filler or whatever. But, our missionaries need a raise because their prices have gone up twice as high as ours have. So you want to kick up your faith promise, 15%, 10%, that'd be great. You gave $20 a month last year, give $22 this year. Is that doable? How many of you think that might be doable? Just add 10, 20% to your faith promise. All right. I was going to get into some rules for communication, but we don't have time for that today. Maybe we'll do that Wednesday night. Wednesday night we'll go over relationships and the rules for communication. So this year we can have a communication goal. Let's be great communicators this year. How about a goal? I'm going to be a biblical communicator this year. Wouldn't that be fun? How many of you wish your wife was a biblical communicator? How many of you wish your husband was an amazing biblical communicator? How many of you parents wish your kids were better communicators? Yeah. He's communicating fine. Relax. He communicated the first 15 minutes of my message very well. Beautiful. See, get him up here. Give him a microphone. All right. How many of you are serious? You want people around you to be, people, how many of you realize that the people around you want you to be a better communicator? What? How many of you think you're a flawless communicator? Raise your hand. You would raise your hand, Derek, wouldn't you? I knew Derek would fly his hand and fly up right in the air. I said flawless, not constant. So, hey, folks, this is just a Sunday morning message to get you to think about some changes this year. Because if you do the same thing you did last year, you get the same results. And you may say, well, I didn't mind my results this year. Pretty good results. I'm going to do exactly the same thing. Okay. Hey, if you were doing some of the things we're talking about, you're growing in the Word, you're praying, you're reading your Bible, you're studying, fantastic. Keep doing that. Don't change a thing. But if you think you need some adjustment, the adjustment's not going to happen by itself. You need to determine the adjustments. You're the one who's got to make them. God ain't going to make them for you. God will maybe ruffle your feathers a little bit or flip over your apple cart or wherever you want to call it, But you're the one who's going to have to make those changes. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We pray, Lord, that we would take this seriously. And that there'd be changes this year. I know I want to make some changes. And I pray, Father, that I would make them, that you would give me the courage and the determination to make them. But they're not going to make them accidentally. They got to be determined. You got to write them down. You got to put them somewhere and remind yourself and be accountable. So, Father, we pray that you would bless us in that. And we want to be accountable as a church to win more souls this year. We want to be accountable as a church to have more Bible teaching this year. and to be around each other more and to encourage each other more. And to do that well and in the right spirit. So we pray that you would bless our day today. Thank you for this time. We ask you to minister to everybody that's here, special. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.